Well, with those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer, here's Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
You keep singing. I'll be singing a different tune shortly. We'll try to make this a little bit shorter because yours truly is having just a fun morning. First of all, Marshall, your words just echoed in my ears yesterday. As the copier is right back to a standstill.
That's amazing.
I sent the GM an email, and I also called, and I told them, I said, we're going on 2 months now. This machine's got to be swapped out. That's number one. Number two, no internet, no phones.
Wow.
This morning. I don't know what's wrong. I'm looking at, I reset the modem on Verizon, and it's showing me, showing me the little lines and the globe. But when I hit the phone, let's see.
The number you have.
Maybe it's working now. Well, now it looks like it's working. How do you like those apples? Okay. So the service is back. I guess I did the right thing by
reporting
resetting
it.
The modem. Okay, so now we don't have to cut the report short because I was going to call the trouble line at Verizon, find out what was going on. But we are back. So
now, did you have thunderstorms in your area yesterday?
Yes, we did.
Okay, we had a big thunderstorm at my house finally where it was car wash downpour and lots of lightning and thunder for about 25 minutes. Then it briefly went away. Then once again, another 10, 15 minutes of extremely heavy rain. But, it didn't really clear out the mugginess. It just made it worse.
Oh, that's all it did. You're right, because it really wasn't a frontal system. It was an upper air disturbance that triggered that. And today, another system's coming in. So we're all under the risk of severe weather again today. That's why it says hazy and humid with showers, gusty thunderstorms, mid-80s. Showers and storms still around tonight, low 70s. Now, partly cloudy and humid, a shower or thunderstorm left over Friday. So if we get anything Friday, it's in the morning, mid-80s. And then partly sunny, moderately humid, 85 to 90 Saturday, hazy, hot, and humid, low 90s Sunday, and 90s again on Monday. Just a pattern that, at this point right now, doesn't want to break. We take a look at the radar, and surprisingly, for this hour in the morning, there's a lot of stuff on the radar. First, there's a band of showers and thunderstorms from Syracuse through Utica to Saratoga Springs. That's not moving our way. There's a little band of showers moving across Hartford right now. That's moving eastward. Very, very light. There's another band of showers in eastern Pennsylvania. That is moving northeast. Another band of showers and thunderstorms in western Pennsylvania moving northeast. So all of this is just telling us how soupy the air is. And that showers and thunderstorms could occur at any time. I took a look at the longer range European model. This is something that I pay for extra. Actually, we have two different suppliers. One gives us the absolutely detailed Euro model through 10 days. And that's all the details. So we pay for that. And then there is another site that gives the longer range European. Some of it goes up to 4 months, but it's more general. But it is for North America. But I did take a look at it because I wanted to get an idea of what the model was suggesting for at least the next, let's say, 30 to 60 days. And the model suggests that this heat pump that's been over the East Coast will migrate westward to the central part of the nation. And what that will do is allow the upper air winds to tip more to the west-northwest or come out of the west-northwest over New England. And that would mean more in the way of fronts dropping down from Canada and, of course, going back up. But that would mean a little bit more fluctuation, and it would also mean more in the way of wetness. So if the European is right, that's what August could be like.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, it would be normal. I mean, you know, have hot weather and then cool weather, hot weather, cool weather, you know?
Yeah, I was taking a look at my summer forecast, and this is the third week, and I said very warm to hot with some severe weather. So, bingo, that's on. And I said the fourth week, which is next week, hot, hot, hot. No, at least we got that pattern down, huh?
That's right. I thought you were going to say you were looking at the Euro for the wintertime. It's going to show a lot of snow.
No, it does go into the winter, but it's only the upper atmosphere. So it's telling me, you know, where the jet stream will be, etc. And I don't know. It was kind of, to me, it was kind of bland and kind of flat, which I don't buy. So we'll just have to wait and see till it gets a little bit closer. But yeah, I guess the next thing that I'll be working on is the fall forecast. And, you know, before you know it, that'll be around the corner because, as you pointed out, August is next weekend.
Now, are you working for any of the ball clubs this year?
Yeah, for the Mets.
Not the Yankees. Mets. Not the Yankees, huh?
The Yankees did not respond, I guess, because they really didn't know what was going on. I have no idea if I'll still get a call, but we have the Mets. The Long Island Ducks, there's no season for them. They canceled it. And I have not heard from the Brooklyn Cyclones, so I'm assuming that there's no season for them.
No, all minor league baseball has been canceled this year.
Yeah, so that's it. So we're working with the Mets and been talking with them the last couple of weeks. You know, they've been doing practicing and all of that, and tomorrow's their first game. And right now, it looks like it's going to be okay rain-wise. I think the game starts at 4-something tomorrow. I think that's what they told me. 4:10, the game starts. And there won't be any showers or thunderstorms around by then. But hopefully, it'll be a little bit cooler. By that, I mean at Citi Field, I would think the temperature's going to probably be somewhere between 88 and 90 for the high. So maybe by 4 o'clock, it'll be in the mid-80s, still on the humid side.
Right. Yesterday, our first responders were out in action. And up here, our first responders were all volunteer, Pat. Once again, two people got stuck at the Great Falls. People who go out there have been swimming, and it's just a dangerous area there. You know, people from our area aren't aware how dangerous it is. And this is the second time now in 3 weeks that our volunteer first responders had to go out. A couple of different rope rescue crews from the Northwest Rope Rescue and I think Woodbury, all the local fire companies, to extricate these two women who were trapped. One was flown by LifeStar to I think Hartford Hospital. The other one went by ambulance to Sharon Hospital. But we try to tell these people and everything's political nowadays. About 3 weeks ago, the Great Falls is a beautiful sight. It's New England's Niagara Falls. It's beautiful, but it's dangerous. It's dangerous. Over the years, many people have died there, and it's people were treating it like it was a pond, like it was a boardwalk. They were out in this falls. There were hundreds of people, and we said that something bad was going to happen. And now, twice in about three weeks, rescues had to be made. People just have to learn. They don't put yourself in danger, but worse than that, don't put the first responders in danger. Right. When are people going to learn? And, you know, when we first started, I first started posting about it. People said, oh, this is America. It's let Americans enjoy their state parks. Well, no, you can't break the law. You can't go out and just think you can do whatever you can do in this country. We got to stop thinking about that. We have to start thinking about how it affects other people that have to rescue you or be around you. This country is just all just upside down, topsy turvy.
I agree, and I mean it's the same thing with the masks. You know, you heard when this first started how people were saying, no one can tell us what to do. We have a right if we don't want to wear a mask. Blah 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 blah. You know, and now of course the president for the second day in a row is coming on telling everybody wear a mask. You know, after 4 months he wasn't seen with a mask on. No way, no how.
What gets me mad is when people say, it's my right as an American not to wear a mask. I don't agree with that, but it's okay. But then when they show up at a store without their mask and the store says no mask, no entry,
Right.
The store has no rights.
Then they're upset. Yeah.
The store has no rights.
Well, I was thinking of, you know, I'm thinking of these little catchphrases, and I the first one that I came up with was stick to the rules before the virus sticks to you. And then I came up with another one yesterday, mask it or pick out your casket.
Mask it. You don't even mask it or casket. There you go. Just make
right.
it make it
there
simple.
You go. There what? It is. Nice, short and simple. It really just brings it right home, doesn't it?
Make a bumper sticker. You'll make a fortune. Mask it or casket.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah. Somebody will pick up on that idea and run with it. You watch and see. But anyhow, I mean, that's what we need. I mean, the TV people are doing a lot, you know, they keep hitting it, you know, all the time. But, you know, there are people, I've seen people around here that just don't have the masks on, you know. At the stores, yeah, most of the time I see them. But walking around the neighborhood, some of the people do not. And I guess it's not a problem. I guess what they feel is that if there's nobody within 6 feet of them, they don't need to wear a mask. If they're walking, you know, doing a walk around the neighborhood, I can see that.
Carry it with you, though, just in case.
Carry it with you. Just show people that you're aware of it. Yes, exactly. You know, here's an interesting thing that I thought I'd tell you about. You know, all this stuff that's going on now with the policemen in New York City. Huh. And I'm sure elsewhere, too, across our state and even in Connecticut. You know what happened with the gentleman with the can't breathe and all of this. We have a lot of policemen in this town, and I was talking with one of them, and he said, it is so ridiculous, he said, because they wrote up a disagreement, you know, where we have to be very careful. He said, to the point that, God forbid, there is somebody having a heart attack and we need to do CPR, the policemen are not allowed to do CPR because they cannot do anything to the chest of anybody.
Well, that's a true statement. My mother was one of those people when she got older.
Yeah.
She knew that CPR on somebody who's over 80 will likely break just about every bone.
Break the ribs, right.
Yeah. So she opted, I don't care, no CPR, because I don't want to, you know, I don't want the added. And I couldn't understand it until then I saw that. Yeah, CPR is not a nonviolent function. It's very rough on the body. So, yeah, police shouldn't have to worry about CPR. That should be up to fire department and paramedics and stuff like that. See, that's the whole thing about what's happened with police. So much has been cut in social services. Police now are marriage counselors. They're this, they're that. They got everything piled on top of the one duty that's the most important, which is being a neighborhood cop and protecting the neighborhood. There's just so much piled on them that people forget that's what's happened in this country. One thing after another has fallen by the wayside in social services, and it's all been thrown on the police department.
Yeah, you are so right. You are so right. It's just a shame how things are.
Well, we've managed to talk about the ills of the world, and I hope you get a new copier today.
Don't hold your breath.
I won't. I won't. Your technical foibles have followed mine, so we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens to me today. Now,
it's my. All right. Well, good luck with you. Yes.
All right. I'll speak with you tomorrow.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.